What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Sisko.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. So I want to start the show today and talk a little bit about 12-12, like, holy Moses, what a day that was. So I hope you had a chance to experience the day and spend some time within and in some meditation. This is such a blessing. It really is a monumental time for all of us on Earth. You know, we've been talking about this for so long, and you've heard me talking about it for over a year now on my show about these shifts and changes and bringing in the divine feminine energy. And 12-12 was a very large portal day where huge influxes of the divine feminine energy came into the earth and through all of us. And more is going to be happening on 12/21 to 12/23, where an additional influx is going to be coming in. So it's really laying that foundation of helping us move into the fifth dimension. You know, we are not there yet, and it's going to take us some time to get there, but literally we are being reprogrammed so that that can happen. And what an amazing thing. What also happened on that day is we have been coded for, probably 26,000 years, just a short period of time, to be in fear and separation and have limiting beliefs. So many of those old codes were removed and new codes were put in its place so that we can have an easier life, have a life with less struggle, and again, have that opening and doorway of energy to move us into the fifth dimension. And yeah, it was really an amazing thing. I was meditating during the day and had some beautiful meditations and connections with the Creator and the universe. It's really, really very exciting. So I hope you had a chance to experience some of that. And it's important to continue meditation between now and through the 12/21 or 12/23 period to help build that connection and with your soul and calling in that your I Am presence or your divine self. And I don't know if you had a chance to. There were lots of worldwide meditations going on that day. But I actually signed in and listened to the World Puja broadcast for 2 hours on the 12th. And this was an amazing broadcast, I have to say. Maureen is the woman who runs and organizes that service and website, and it was a beautiful, beautiful job. And I want to give a special note of thanks to Simran Singh, who's actually on Voice America on the Seventh Wave. Her show is 11/11, who gave a beautiful meditation that she channeled it sound to me directly from the Creator. And the Creator was describing our role and the Creator's role, and how the Creator actually lives through us, grows through us, and expands through us, and how deeply loved we all are. And the message was that there is never any judgment from the Creator. We might judge ourselves, but we are never judged by the Creator. We are only loved. So even when we are experiencing challenges or hardships, we are still loved unconditionally. In the times of joy and celebration, we're still loved unconditionally, no matter what. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful expression. And I just wanted to say a special thanks to Simran. It was beautiful. The other thing that I want you to know for this time is that we are being freed from hardship and struggle, and life will become easier starting now and building over time. And depending where everyone is at in their own level of awakening, it is going to happen over time. There is not going to be a magic light switch going on and things will change. It's going to be a gradual process over time. But with the shift in energy, really, our lives will start becoming easier. And I don't know about you, but I'm really happy about that. I'm all about more joy and more ease and more grace. So it's really a magical, magical time to be alive, and I'm so happy to be here and sharing this with you. And I want to shift a little bit and tell you about my Theta Healing services. You know, I've demonstrated Theta Healing on the show in the past, and Theta Healing is an energetic healing, spiritual healing to clear these old fears and blocks and patterns of behavior that you're probably experiencing, or even stressful times during the holidays. And I've got these awesome specials going on through the first of the year to help people clear whatever it is that they would like to clear. And you can find out more information on my website by going to reginasisco.com and go to the holiday specials tab. And I've scheduled and we'll give you more information next week, but you'll find it on my website soon. I'm going to be doing a group Theta Healing class in Denver on January 6th, and that's a circle of healing that I do. Beautiful, beautiful experience. Lots of unconditional love that promotes the healing in that process. And then I'm also going to be doing a vision board workshop on January 12th, and this is going to be focusing on love and love relationships. How delightful is that? So I'll be telling you more about that too. And so what I'd like to do now is breathe. Let's take a few deep breaths in and out, and feel free to join me if you like. So I'm taking a deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth, and taking another deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth, and taking one more deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. So I want to get started with the show today. My guest is Wendy Gale, and the title of the show is The Power of Imagination for the New Year. So let me tell you about Wendy. Wendy has been on the show. I'm so happy to have her back. Wendy is a healer, channel, and teacher. For more than 20 years, she has studied and been certified in various healing modalities and works closely with the angelic realm. She has been channeling since 1992 and has worked with numerous angels and guides over the year. Wendy has been recently tested and is now a certified member of the Best American Psychics. In 2007, Archangel Metatron stepped forward and their relationship deepened into a near-exclusive partnership. Today, Wendy and Metatron work in co-creation to offer spiritual guidance and life path assistance, as well as local classes and intensive training in psychic development, healing, and channeling. It is their goal to assist the awakening soul through love, discovery, and empowerment. For more information, you can visit her website at www.angelemerging.com. And welcome to the show, Wendy.
Good morning, Regina. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Yes, it's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
So I would like it if you could just maybe give us a little bit of a refresher about your work. You're working there in California.
Yes.
And you're a channel now with Archangel Metatron. So maybe you can describe that to us.
Ah, being a channel. Well, I am of the understanding and the impression that we're all channels for the divine. And I teach people not how to channel, but how to remember that they are a channel, to awaken that connection within them so that they always have access to their divine source, to their guidance, and they can move forward more empowered in their life and in the world. And I also assist people to learn how to bring that into their healing work. And, you know, my classes are about things like, you know, the psychic development and the channeling and, you know, how do you live your truth? What is your path? All of those things, all aligned with the individual's empowerment, because that's my journey, is to assist others to find their place, to find their feet, their balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's, you know, so important during this time of transition, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so much chaos right now that it's difficult to stay neutral. It's very difficult to stay neutral. And this is also a period in our history where the greatest amount of personal growth and expansion is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is the time to, you know, to let go of holding ourselves small and step into unlimited possibilities, so that as we move through the end of this year and step into 2013, it's almost like we are fresh, shiny new beings stepping into a new age for ourselves.
I love that. But it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it is true. And I'm observing so many people in the last few months just popping awake, popping open. And it's like people are hitting the ground running and flying in their spiritual awakening. It's really amazing to see what's occurring.
It is amazing. And you know, what I liked what you said about, you know, us birthing into these shining new beings, kind of what I'm experiencing, and I know lots of people are experiencing over these past many months, is like new footing. You know, I'm almost learning how to walk again and navigate again and being open to that field of unlimited possibilities. You know, there's a part of me that says, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, what's that going to look like?
You know, there's a part of me that's like, oh, yeah, this is exciting. This is great. So it's kind of that, you know, yin and yang thing going on.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I go through it myself. Mm-hmm. I go through it myself. I think that we all do. And it's, you know, it's really been shown to me recently that so much of how we experience our lives is based on the choices that we make, or or the way that we choose not to make choices. And the angels have been talking about how to begin to make choices that are positive in our own expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that change always is a little bit scary, but that's kind of what the energy has been this year, about breaking down the structure, deconstructing. You look around and how much has shifted over our year. And so now, you know, this next year is about how do we reconstruct ourselves, our lives. It's going to be really an amazing year next year.
Yes, I agree. So, Wendy, it's time for us to head to break. So I want to tell the audience that, if you remember, so Wendy is a full channel. So during the break, she's going to bring Archangel Metatron in, and you will notice a change in her voice and her speech, because Archangel Metatron will be fully with her, and I will be asking him questions, and you are very welcome to call in and ask questions today. Yes. Anything you want to add?
Okay.
Alrighty. And so we're going to head to break. I'm speaking to healer and channel Wendy Gale. Wendy will be channeling with Archangel Metatron, who will be telling us the value of our inner work as we move into this new vibration and new year. You can learn more about her work by going to her website at www.angelemerging.com. We'll be back after the break.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisko.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisko.com to get started.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Hi, we are back, and Archangel Metatron is with us now, and you will be feeling his energy during this call today, and I want you to know that you are safe and that you are loved.
Indeed.
And yes, it's so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
So, I have many questions for you today, and the first question that I wanted to start with is one of our topics, is about the power of imagination for creating new pathways in the new year.
Indeed.
So I just love that. So tell us how the power of imagination can help us.
All right. You know, so many people are feeling the shifts and the changes, and they still are not in understanding how to take the leap from where they are in this moment and into what is the new, the new you that awaits you, the new journey that awaits you, and the vehicle to accomplish this, feat, this leap, is the imagination. The imagination is what bridges the human physical and the human spirit, right? It is the way to transport yourself, let us say. Now, the use of imagination is easy to do. You have done it all your life. You have daydreamed, you have thought of, this and that and the other thing. What I am going to talk to you about today is just a tiny bit different in that, I'm going to ask you to begin to have a dream for yourself, because many of you have given up your dreams, or many of you have what you think is a dream, and yet it is only an idea. I would like to do this, and it is an idea but not a dream, because a dream, beloved ones, is a fully fleshed out picture of what it is that you would create for yourself, right? So if you are one of those listening who desires to, to leave what is your work in this moment and step into spirit's work, right? Imagination can bridge that gap. How will it look? What steps will occur? How does it feel? How many people do you want to see each day? You understand how you flesh out your ideas to make them a dream. And then the dream, must then be brought down from what is the etheric realm where you are creating it into the physical realm. And the way that you do this is with the use of divine will. Do you know what is divine will?
No. Tell us what divine will is.
Divine will is the alignment of your ego and your soul self, your higher self, your great self, right? The divine self. And when you connect all of those aspects of self to the higher you, yes, and move forward, making conscious choices from that aspect of yourself, that is moving with divine will. Now, there is much information available in the world about the right use of will, and I encourage all of you who feel called to take a look at what is the right use of will. You will notice that I am talking about creating a dream and using imagination, and I am not speaking of manifestation, yes?
Correct.
Right. And that is because, so many people who are, trying to manifest are doing so with expectation. Dream and imagination contains no expectation. It is you create it and let it go into the universe to work as it will, to bring about the shifts and the changes. What you must understand is that, if you're out there, dreaming it up that you're going to win the lottery, if it is not in alignment with what is your soul's path, that divine part of you, if it is not in alignment with that, then no matter how much you try to manifest the winning numbers, it is not going to occur for you. So when I speak of divine will, right use of that will. It is understanding from a soul level what is the dream that you, the soul, came to live. Do you understand what I am saying?
Yes, I do.
All right. So the dream that the soul of you came to live is mostly, different than what the ego part of you thinks that you will live.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is where the disconnect occurs. So I ask you to please drop into, what you understand as your soul, and begin to dream the big dream.
Okay.
One thing about the dream is that when you have, experienced all you have dreamed up, many of you go, okay, now what? Yes, that is almost what 2013 is. It's like, oh, we made it through, now what?
Mm-hmm.
And the now what is how you will reconstruct who you are. And you are able to do that at this time because of the shifting light energies upon the planet. And you have the ability within your dreams and use of imagination to become a greater source of light, upon this planet.
Mm-hmm.
To truly embrace what is your journey.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so you talked about creating a dream and using your imagination to create the dream.
Indeed.
And connecting in with our divine will.
Yes.
So I guess I want some clarity about, is our divine will using our dreams and imagination?
Yes, indeed. I would say to you, where does imagination come from? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Most people have the understanding that they can think things, right?
Yep.
But using your imagination to dream up what is your life transcends boundaries. It transcends all of the impossibilities. That, beloved ones, comes from the soul. That is where your soul comes into play in this creation. Because it is not the mind that is creating the journey, but the soul. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There is an intersection, let us call it.
Okay. So now some people would say, and I'm even experiencing this myself, is, moving into that greater possibility. I feel uncertainty with that. And, probably some fear along with that too. So what you're suggesting, if I use my imagination to see and feel how I would like it to be, that will help to bypass the fear?
Indeed. So let me ask, what is it that you fear? Many times the fear is merely a perception of what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
What if it happens this way, or what if it doesn't happen? What if I fail? What if, I desire this so greatly and it does not come to pass?
Mm-hmm.
So using that, divine will within your imagination, you can, see those limited thoughts presenting themselves And within the imagination, there is nothing to prevent you from shifting that and begin to look at it from a different perspective, yes? So
yes.
What happens if I fail? Well, you know, if I fail, then I take the lessons and the blessings, and I know that there's something else beyond that. What happens if I don't get what I want so desperately? Well, you know, then reapproach. Then perhaps it is out of alignment with what is soul's journey. It allows you to look at things from all sides, right? And then it is easier to move through.
Okay. So, Metatron, it's time for us to take a break.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm speaking to Wendy Gale, who is channeling Archangel Metatron, who is telling us about the value of our inner work and imagination as we move into the new year. You can learn more about Wendy's work by going to her website, www.angelemerging.com. And we'll be back after the break.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisko.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisko.com to get started.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking to healer and channel Wendy Gale, who is currently channeling Archangel Metatron, who is telling us about the power of imagination and using our dreams to create what we want. And we have a caller, Rob from Colorado. Hello, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a question for Metatron?
I do. My question has to do with the fact that on a regular, ongoing, daily basis, I seem to have a really difficult time maintaining a sense of connection to Source and Spirit. I will have it in my fingers, and then I fumble it like a football, and it's gone, and I wallow for a while. It's very frustrating. I'm wondering if you can speak to how to strengthen a sense of knowing and the belonging.
All right. Oh, beloved one, I would say this, that even at those times when you do not feel us, as you do in this moment, we are there. We never leave you. We never go anyplace. So I ask you, at those times that you have the doubt and it seems dark and disconnected, to change your perspective. And even if you cannot feel us or hear us, I'm going to ask you to do something for me, all right?
Okay.
I am going to ask you to begin to speak to us out loud. Now, you have, you know, you have an angel that is special to you, yes?
I'm sure I do, yes.
Yes, all right. So, you know, select that angel or select your higher self, select whomever you choose, and begin to speak to them out loud. Talk to them like you would a valued friend, you know, riding in the car, have a conversation. And as you speak out loud, begin to listen for the response internally. It may come in the form of just a feeling of peace. It may come in the form of what sounds like a, you know, a soft whisper. It may come in the form of what almost seems like your own brain answering you, yes? But allow that it is the voice of your guidance. This will assist you to actively stay connected every day. It is a very simple thing that anyone can do. And, you know, it is also important to remember what is your neutrality, because what I see happening is that, you know, getting caught up in the matters of the day pulls your focus away from what is your spiritual alignment, your alignment to yourself. To remember, you know, to be neutral. And one of the ways I recommend is to imagine that you are your favorite tree, and you allow your energy to run up and down like the energy would run in a tree. And that gives you, you know, a pull back into you of your own energy, your own essence, yes? It
okay.
gives you the ability to respond as opposed to react. And from that place, it is easier to feel your connection because you are that point at which heaven and earth meets. You truly are.
Okay.
Does this assist you?
Yes, I believe so. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Thank you for All calling right. in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, that was a great question.
Indeed.
Yes. So, you mentioned that when I was talking to Wendy prior to the show, that you have a meditation called the Soul Light that you would like to share with us today.
Indeed.
I think that
if you would be you know, interested in receiving that, yes.
Yes, I think that would be wonderful. I would
All right.
love to receive that.
All right. Alright, so it takes, you know, about 5 minutes or so if the timing is right now.
Yep, I think now's a good time.
Okay, good. So, beloved ones, I would ask you all to please just close your eyes and begin to pay attention to your breath and to your heartbeat. And as you do this, and relax and let go of the tensions, begin to notice that there is a door in the center of your chest. Use your imagination. And as you breathe and imagine this door, please now imagine that you can open this door. So that it is almost like you could see all the way through you. And as you look inside, please notice that you can see a flame, a small flame that burns inside of that open space. And using your breath, you take a breath in, and as you exhale, imagine that that flame grows brighter. And with every in-breath, imagine that that flame is going to grow And so with your out breath, allow it to expand up and out until it fills your whole chest cavity. Again, take a breath in and breathe out. Push it out. Expand it up and out. Keep expanding. Push it out. Push it up. The flame becomes brighter, wider, higher. Again, deep breath. Push it out until this flame is greater than the size of your physical body. Keep pushing. Till that flame feels like it will bump against the stars. Now please notice, beloved ones, that you are now inside the flame. And feel it burn. Your light shining in the universe. What we are going to do next is we are going to imagine that you push out this flame to the furthest point that it can go, and it bursts into 1,000 points of light. So take a deep breath. Breathe out. Let it explode. Imagine that your flame is now 1,000 points of light. Please take a breath and imagine that you can blow these flames like you would a dandelion. Give it a try. And see that they move, yes? Alright. So with your next breath, you will breathe it in, and when you blow these flames, they are going to move through your world, through the universe, and I will ask you to pay attention to where they land. So take a breath and blow it out. Like a dandelion, all of these points of your soul light find their way to where they are needed. Do they land upon the waters of your planet, bringing healing to your oceans and your streams and rivers? Do they land upon, you know, land that has been scorched and bring fertility back to the earth? Do they land upon areas upon your planet that are, you know, in need of healing? Do they move out into the universe, taking the divine light that you are into all the nooks and crannies that exist in all places in time? These flames of your soul are your divine compassion, your divine healing, your divine understanding. And when you feel complete, beloved ones, please imagine that you bring all of those flames back to the one. Take a deep breath. Draw them back. And hold. Bring them back in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in back to the center of you. And when you are complete, bring yourself fully present and fully back into your body. I encourage you, beloved ones, to utilize this imagery between now and what is, the 23rd of this month, to allow that which is the light of you to begin to impact your physical world and your universe at large.
Wonderful, Archangel Metatron. It's time for us to take a break. So, folks, just continue to breathe and bring yourself back into your body. And I'm speaking with Archangel Metatron through Wendy Gale, and we will come back after the break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisko.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisko.com to get started.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I am speaking to healer and channel Wendy Gale, who's currently channeling Archangel Metatron. And Archangel Metatron, I'd like you to tell us a bit about the energies that we're currently going through. So 12-12 was a big day, and, you know, what do we expect, or how do we prepare or be in the space of 12-21 to 12-23.
All right. You know, I have spoken, you can almost feel that the collective consciousness has taken a deep breath and is holding it, yes, as they are wondering what is going to occur. Now, what you can anticipate is change every day, because nothing remains static, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So you have heard me speak of how to move through your lives in neutrality. And really, that is important over this next period of time, more so than perhaps you have understood in the past. The energies between now and the end of the year will continue to be a little bit bumpy because it's going to continue to intensify. And then, you know, after the first of the year, it will begin to smooth out just a little bit. So people won't feel so rattled, and the chaos will seem to calm down a bit, all right? It is that, you know, there are so many things that are impacting the physical human in this moment, but to remember that you are more than the physical human, and to understand that your, you know, your soul is peaceful. It is in alignment, but it is the physical body and then mental and emotional bodies that are getting caught up in the chaos. So neutrality and you know, you will begin to notice changes, but I will say that most of the changes are going to begin inside of you, yourself. That is, you know, that is truly the only place that you can create change, is within yourself. And when all of you begin to change, you know, into that divine essence that you are, and remembering your alignment and your I am presence, then what it looks like in your physical world will begin to shift and change as well. I see that, you know, so many of you want to do things to assist the shift, right? And one of the greatest tools that you can use is to shine your light. To be able to shine your light, you must be neutral. If you are caught in the chaos, it is difficult to feel that you are shining. Yeah?
Yes.
So be as neutral as possible. And please let go of expectation. Right? If
yes.
You are anticipating chaos, you will receive chaos. If you are anticipating alignment, you will receive alignment. Where you put your focus is what you are going to be experiencing. So please, beloved ones, focus more on what is your light and your alignment to your soul and your source, and this next couple of weeks will move much more smoothly, and the doors will open to your inner understanding of where to place your next step, because that is also what this shifting is about, helping humans to understand what is our next step as an individual and a collective consciousness. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that assist you?
Yes, it does.
Right.
And I think that's in alignment with what you were saying earlier about how we're going to be reconstructing ourselves. Yes?
Yes. Yes. You are going to be reconstructing yourself. You know, it is not making New Year's resolution. That is not what I am speaking of, huh? You know, going to lose 10 pounds and get a new car. That is not what I speak of. Huh? When I speak of reconstructing yourself, it is about, you know, how do you shift from the understanding of being a human to being an aspect of divine source? How does life look different? Does it? How does it impact the choices you make? Yes? How does it impact, you know, your compassion, your understanding, your loving? of not only yourself but others, because it begins internally and then expands externally. So, you know, you will be reconstructing yourselves because, you know, it is time. Humanity is reaching that pinnacle, that jump-off point, yes?
Yes.
So that is why, you know, so many of you feel like you're pushing the boulder up the hill, right? Because it's almost that you're trying to reach. And that is beautiful. Within the reaching, please remember that you already are that.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
You are just remembering that you are the master, that you are divine essence. Hmm?
Yes, absolutely. Well, sadly, Metatron, it's time for me to close the show.
All right, beloved ones.
Thank you so much.
I send my blessings to all.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Namaste.
Namaste. And I want to thank Wendy and Metatron for being here today. And I want to tell you about my show next week. My guest is Dr. Richard London. And the title of the show is How to Create a Great Life in 2013. Richard London is a visionary leader, mentor, and coach who assists individuals in improving the quality of their life, a life that revolves around abundance, love, and joy. He will share tips on how to create a plan for the type of life that you want in the new year, which includes how to shift your thoughts and energy. By shifting your thoughts, you can change your focus and your energy. And when you shift your energy, you can create a new way of being. Join me on my show next week on Friday, December 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And remember to check out my website at www.reginasisco.com for my Theta Healing sessions also. Thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisco with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisco, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.